call this meeting of the Planning Commission, this regular meeting of the Planning Commission to order. We would please start with the Pledge of Allegiance led by myself. Everyone who is able, please stand. Place your right hand over your heart and please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. If staff would please call roll.
Certainly. Thank you. Good evening, Chair. For tonight's roll call, is Commissioner Martinez here?
Martinez here.
Thank you. Commissioner McCormick?
Here.
Excellent. Thank you. Commissioner Vasquez?
Present.
Thank you. Commissioner Maldonado?
Here.
Excellent. Thank you. Commissioner Tucker?
Here.
Wonderful. Thank you. Vice Chair Leslie?
Here.
Thank you. And Chair Vejar?
Here.
I'd like the record to reflect we have a quorum.
Thank you so much. At this time, members of the public may address the commission on matters not listed on the agenda, which are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the commission, provided that no action may be taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law, and public comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Do we have any speakers? Perfect. Then we will move on to the consent calendar. All matters listed under the consent calendar are considered to be routine by the Planning Commission and will be enacted by one motion. There will be no separate discussion of said items unless members of the Planning Commission staff or the public request specific items removed from the consent calendar for separate actions. Are there any staff or commission requests?
Madam Chair, if I may, staff is requesting to pull item 3.1, the minutes from the September 15th meeting. We will be working with the clerk's office on revising the language so that they read accurately, and we'll bring them back for your consideration at a future time.
Madam Chair, move that we approve the consent calendar with that removed.
I will second that.
We have a motion and a second. If everyone could please vote. The motion passes unanimously. We will now move on to the public hearing. This is a public hearing to consider a request to add 305 square feet to a non-contributing single-family home in the Old Town Historic District located at 412 South Pixley Street and finding a CEQA exemption, variance number 25-0001, administrative adjustment number 25-0001, and design review number 5146. Is there a staff report on this item?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Arlen Beck, our associate planner, will provide a report.
Hello, good evening, Chair Bakar and members of the Planning Commission. This project of 412 South Pixley Street involves a 305 square foot addition to an existing 645 square foot single family home and relocating the existing 170 square foot one car garage to the rear of the property. The property is a 2,880 square foot lot, which is smaller than the minimum required lot size of 6,000 square feet, making it legally non-conforming. The site is located in the Old Town Historic District and is identified as a non-contributing property. Two requests are before the commission tonight. The first one is a variance to deviate from the required 900 square feet of usable open space due to the small lot size, providing that amount of usable open space would be impractical and would deprive the property of privileges enjoyed by other lots in the vicinity and under identical zoning classification. The applicant is proposing 465 square feet of usable open space. The second request before the commission tonight is for an administrative adjustment to deviate from the required 12-foot driveway width development standard. The new driveway section will be 10 feet, 9.5 inches, which is within the 10% adjustment allowance permitted by the administrative adjustment. This project was reviewed by the design review committee on August 20th, 2025, and the Design Review Committee recommended approval to the Planning Commission with the following two conditions to be added to the project. The first condition is that the hardy plank siding be provided in a smooth finish instead of the proposed rough finish. And number two, that all proposed turf areas on the landscape plan be replaced with new turf or grass. Staff finds that this project maintains neighborhood compatibility, meets the intent of the R16 zoning district, and complies with the Old Town design standards. So with that, staff recommends the Planning Commission adopt Planning Commission Resolution Number 11-25, approving variance 25-0001, administrative adjustment number 25-0001, and design review number 5146. And find that this project is exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act per state CEQA guidelines, section 15301. That concludes staff's presentation. We're available for any questions.
Perfect. Do any commissioners have questions of staff?
I have a question. The usable open space, 5465, what does that consist of, right, per the plans? I'm just curious.
It's the open space is it's just like grass. Okay. The 465, yeah.
On the next question, the turf areas, new turf or grass, I didn't hear the word, you know, real grass rather than synthetic grasses. And I know that Old Town doesn't, unless it's in the backyard, doesn't let that be in the front.
Yeah, exactly. So the project would be required to comply with the historic preservation design standards.
Okay, thank you.
I had a question regarding the recommendations from the DRC. I don't see them in our proposed resolution. So my question is, if staff is recommending that we adopt those as part of the resolution, they need to be added, or are they being addressed in another way, maybe on the plans or doing plan check or some other thing that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, so the recommendation of approval from the DRC was with those two. So the DRC is recommending to the Planning Commission that those two things be included. However, if the Planning Commission would not like to include those, that's under their purview. So in the motion, the Planning Commission can either decide to include those conditions or not to.
Okay, would it be appropriate maybe in the future for them, for specifically the DRC recommendations, if they're coming to us for consideration? They were mentioned in the staff report, but we didn't get a recommendation from staff, either in a staff report or in your report, whether or not you are recommending that we adopt those as part of the approval, and that maybe it should be a separate action or somehow into the action, because we could have voted without making a motion or acting on the DRC recommendations, because they weren't part of the action in the staff report, and they're not part of the resolution. So I'm just concerned that they could have been overlooked because they weren't a separate action.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner. That was likely due to some time being lapsed between the DRC meeting and our ability to bring this forward for the Planning Commission consideration. There were some technicalities in terms of how to apply the administrative adjustment versus the variance, but luckily we've sorted that out. But I appreciate that you brought that to our attention, and in the future, if the DRC is recommending conditions, we'll highlight those in the staff report and as well have that as part of the resolution so that the record that's presented in the agenda is reflective of what we'd like the Planning Commission to consider in their action. So kind of summarizing what Arlen had said, if this commission does decide that they would like to enact the DRC's two recommendations, then please mention that in a motion in the future.
Thank you.
May I speak? I think to that point, I think normally we see it incorporated in that. And normally, I think, right, because reviewing the motion of DRC was to, they approved it with those conditions in, correct?
They recommended approval to the planning commission
with those two
with
items.
Those two okay, items.
Yeah. To me, so I think it just, to me, it just seems like a blip. Like we normally get the full conditions of what DRC included. But I did notice that missing as well. So glad you brought that up.
Additional question. Curious to know, is in the open space, are driveways included is an open space item, as well as turf and anything that isn't structure?
So on the project plans, the 465 square feet of proposed open space does not include the driveway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right, great. I'll have one other comment after public input. That's about it.
Are there any other questions for staff? Then at this time, I will open the public hearing and invite the applicant to speak. There is no time limit for the applicant to speak. Does the applicant wish to speak? No.
May I ask a question of the applicant?
I have questions too for the applicant, but yes, please.
I just would be curious if you are good with the two conditions that were added by the design review committee, if you fully agreed to those conditions, the one being to add the grass and turf.
And then the condition for the smooth finish. Yeah. Same question I had.
Could you give me those conditions again? I don't hear very well, so I didn't hear exactly what you said.
Could staff read those two conditions, please? Thank you.
Yeah. So the two conditions that the design review committee is asking for is to use smooth siding instead of the textured siding, and that all the turf be new turf.
In the DRC, that's fine.
Okay. The that's all we're asking.
That was it. Just wanted to make sure. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Are there any other questions for the applicant? No. Are there any public speakers who wish to speak on this item? Seeing none, then I will close the public hearing and ask the Planning Commission for a discussion.
Madam Chair, I just want to disclose I did visit the site. I did not speak to anybody, but I was out there.
I have a question. I guess not necessarily a question, maybe an observation, a tip, or a suggestion. I've had extensive experience with the so-called Hollywood driveway. And I noticed on the plans, the turf area between the wheelbase that the concrete runs on is a lot wider than it should be. So I would, just a tip, it should be no bigger than 3 feet. Otherwise, you'll be running over the turf. So that's just a tip. I didn't see it dimensioned on the plan, so that's why I just said maybe this is a good heads up tip not to maybe only make it no wider than 3. That would mean the concrete would get wider. That's always that's it.
Is there any further discussion from the commission?
I would just say to me, it's reasonable. The variance makes sense. 645 square feet of living space and only wanting to increase it to 900 plus, so fully support this.
Madam Chair, I also wanted to say I drove by and I'm very excited that you're gonna be enhancing this house. The neighborhood is very cute and I think it'll be a positive improvement for the block. And then you get some more living space, which is always a good thing too. So thank you for investing in our community.
If there's no further discussion, then we're looking for a motion. We have a motion.
Sure. I'll move. I move that the Planning Commission adopt resolution number PC 11-25, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Orange approving variance number Variance number 25-0001, administrative adjustment 25-0001, and design review number 5146 for a 305 square foot addition to an existing single family residence and relocation of an existing one car garage in the Old Town Orange Historic District located at 412 South Pixley Street with the added recommendations provided by the DRC.
Commissioner Martinez, would you like to include the CEQA exemption in?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Your...
Yes,
no, please.
And including the exemption of CEQA.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. If everyone could please vote. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you so much for investing in Orange. Happy to have you here. With that, we will adjourn our Planning Commission meeting. The next regular Planning Commission meeting will be held on Monday, October 20th at 5:30 p.m. here in the Council Chambers.
Thank you, staff.